The following is a presentation of God Questions Ministries.
What does it mean that God is no respecter of persons? Acts 10:34. In Acts 10:34, the Apostle Peter declares that God is no respecter of persons. To understand the meaning of this verse, we must first consider the context of Acts 10. Acts 10, 1-8 introduces readers to Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort. Despite being a Gentile, Luke describes Cornelius and his family as devout and God-fearing, and Cornelius gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. An angel of God appears to Cornelius in a vision and instructs him to send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter, Acts 10:5. Cornelius did exactly as the angel instructed him to do. As the messengers approach Joppa, Peter receives a vision from the Lord. In Peter's vision, a large sheet descends from heaven, containing all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air, including clean and unclean animals. Suddenly, a voice comes to Peter and commands him to kill and eat. Peter, a devout Jew, refuses the command. "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." To which the Lord responds, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This vision is repeated 3 times for emphasis. Shortly after Peter's vision, the messengers arrive in Joppa. The Holy Spirit then instructs Peter to accompany them without hesitation. The next day, Peter travels to Caesarea with Cornelius's messengers. When Peter enters Cornelius's home, Cornelius falls at his feet and begins to worship him. Peter promptly lifts him up and refuses to receive the worship. Peter acknowledges the unusual circumstances that led him to Cornelius's home. Although it was unlawful for a Jew to associate with or to visit a Gentile, God showed Peter that he should not despise or reject anyone. In response, Cornelius recounts the vision that he received from an angel of the Lord. He then expresses a desire to hear what Peter had to share with him and his household. It is at this point that Peter declares, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." Or, as the ESV has it, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality." The statement, "God is no respecter of persons," means that God does not show favoritism or partiality. In other words, the free offer of the gospel is available to all, Jew and Gentile alike. In the Old Testament, God established a covenant relationship with Israel in Deuteronomy 7:6. This led many Jews to believe that Gentiles were unclean and beyond the reach of God's saving grace. Peter's vision and subsequent encounter with Cornelius shattered the Jewish notion of exclusivity. God revealed to Peter that his redemptive plan included Jews and Gentiles. Peter's declaration that God is no respecter of persons affirms that the gospel of Jesus Christ is available to all, irrespective of nationality or social status. This profound truth breaks down national barriers and unites people from diverse backgrounds. As Christians, we are called to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Matthew 28:19-20.
God Questions Ministries seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at godquestions.org.